Curses fall on the underground rabbits with white fluff inside their ears. Let them wilt and lose fur and sniff and chew with their yellow front teeth at the cages they've built for themselves. I want them to stand forever amidst the cherry trees, neglected and fighting off the rapidly growing vines. Don't ever let them rest. Rabbits are gutless followers of any sick smell or idea. They don't deserve the freedom of the open fields or the taste of the wild fruit that grows in the long grass. Rabbits, black and white, grey and white, light brown with speckled ears that cut out the sound. Only good for stews and salads. Only good for eating crisp lettuce leaves. Only stupid rabbits. I can see the field in front of the empty manor house. I can see the huge patches of nettles, the prickly thorns hiding in the clumps of tender young grass. Can you hear the voices? Can you see the summer shirts of the boys playing football under the trees? I don't like the trees. They're too big and ugly, knobbly and angry with age. There's a small brook running, full of smooth round stones, by the neglected flower beds. Have you ever thrown stones in that brook? The gardener's hut is falling down. The soft old boards are sinking into the soil. Can you see the rusty lawnmower? Boys, you know I was once a boy. I was a bully carrying marbles in a leather pouch. The boys laugh, and I know they don't believe me. Of course I was once a boy. I bet the barns are still full of rotten apples waiting for oversized apple pies. I remember the old man with a thin grey moustache who used to guard the apples. I remember his voice. I remember the crooked stick he used to carry. Boys, I was once a boy. Rabbits jumping all over the garden. Rabbits eating and watching. Rabbits running away from the dogs. Rabbits are frightened of everything, frightened of frogs and newts, frightened of the wind if it blows too hard. You're a rabbit, aren't you? The big red ball sails over the fence. The game of football is over because the ball has gone into the garden of an unfriendly man, a man who cuts all balls in half. Why doesn't someone try and get the balls back? A rabbit with a broken leg hopping across the lawn. A black cat watches the rabbit. The rabbit can see the cat, but it is too slow to escape. The cat catches the rabbit and kills it. A door opens and a man comes out. He shouts at the cat. The cat runs through a hole in the fence with the dead rabbit. The man has big ears like a rabbit. He has a small twitching nose. The rabbit was his child's pet. Rabbits everywhere, demanding rabbit food and rabbit sounds. We're in the world of rabbits, the world of hop and skip. My neighbours are rabbits. They have short, silly tails and neat, white paws. Every day I hear rabbit radio and watch rabbit television. There's a shortage of grass in the world. All the rabbits are eating it. Rabbits never plan for the future. It's dark. The man creeps into his garden to pick up the big red ball. He takes it into the house and stands it on the kitchen table. His wife rummages in the cutlery drawer and brings out a carving knife. The man carefully cuts the ball in half. He throws the two pieces into a large cardboard box under the kitchen sink. The man laughs loudly. His wife claps her paws. The rabbits, the gentle creatures who are abandoning the underground to take over the world. I refuse to become a rabbit. I refuse to grow a tail and fill my ears with fluff. Why should I live in a cage and watch the world through a wire grill? The fields of my youth are crammed with chewing, chomping rabbits. The angry old gardener is swallowing his roses. The future grows clear in my head. It's a bald earth future without greenery. Already our houses are growing smaller. Tall French windows are being replaced by small, mesh-filled holes. Their smell is everywhere. I'm planning to escape to the jungle, perhaps to the desert, to a place where rabbits can't live. Our children haven't got a chance. They're born meek and mild now, sniffing nervously at the world. Tonight the rabbits are eating. I could hear their slimy chewing outside my window. Rabbits always eat together. They eat in crowds with their tails all erect. Tonight I plan to escape. Tonight I plan to leave the warm smell of fur behind forever. I want to remain a man. I want to fight off my enemies and keep myself clean. I don't want to become a pet. My case is packed. It's midnight. All the rabbits are asleep. I take a last look at my home and leave. I will never return. The night is thick with their smell. Their ramshackle hutches crouch like hunchbacks at the roadside. Silence almost speaks. The world is in total darkness. I don't belong to this rabbit world. I'm not sure where I belong, but I don't belong to this rabbit world.